I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News, and look who is back from the leadership expedition to Charlotte, North Carolina. Of course, we're talking about the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of that trip. Good day to you.
Good day, Alan.
So talk about this particular mission to Charlotte and what you feel was accomplished.
Yeah, for the second time in history and the second time in the last 4 years, Commerce Lexington and GLI, Greater Louisville Inc., the Chamber of Commerce out there, went on what was a joint expedition for what Commerce Lexington typically calls its leadership trip and what Louisville calls GLIDE. We went to Charlotte, North Carolina between Sunday and Tuesday of last week and had an opportunity to hear from some of the civic leaders down there, as well as one previously unscheduled leader, Hugh McCall, who Mayor Jim Gray was integral in getting to come speak to the group just before we boarded planes. He was president initially of North Carolina National Bank, NCNB, then Nations Bank, which it became, and then Bank of America, which Nations Bank became, and was a very vital leader in the Charlotte community and had the type of money and power in the city where he could get up there and say he didn't really need the Chamber of Commerce down in Charlotte, which may have been one of the reasons the Charlotte Chamber wasn't able to get him on the initial call sheet. But he came and spoke about everything that he had done and mainly what he thought was integral to business recruitment for the growth of the city being arts and culture. And even though he's not necessarily big into that himself, he knows that when he was trying to recruit people that could have gone to San Francisco, could have gone to New York City, these type of amenities, what they needed to be able to bring them into town. And Charlotte has succeeded hugely in that as they became the nation's second largest banking center, only behind New York City.
What are some of the other things that we can immediately pick up on from Charlotte to Lexington, in some cases Louisville, but especially Lexington?
Well, a lot of times when we go on these trips, we went to Omaha last year and Greenville, South Carolina before that. I've been to Boulder, Austin, San Antonio on trips like these. But what we end up bringing out of them is what we can do in Lexington similarly to what's being done in those cities that we visited. And this trip being a joint trip made it a little bit more difficult to have those callbacks to the hometown. And really we heard more of a straightforward message about what Charlotte has been able to do. But then when we've had our local speakers up there, whether they were people from Lexington or Louisville, talking about ways that we can collaborate, whether it's getting the urban legislators to vote in block to really support the Fayette counties, the Jefferson counties, and the Warren counties and Covington areas, all that so that we have one common cause to help make Kentucky the state we want it to be, and more importantly for us, help make the cities we want them to be. That's really what came out of that, was what can we do to help forge a solid 21st century for the economic drivers of the state? And we kept hearing a lot about this book called The Metropolitan Revolution that surmises that it's not going to be state government, it's not going to be federal government, it's going to be city governments and cities and everything that makes that up that drives the 21st century economy here in the United States.
Do you hear much about BEAM and the cooperation between the Louisville and Lexington areas for advanced manufacturing?
Well, that was one of the underpinnings on it. We had an opportunity to hear from Mayor Gray and Mayor Fisher on one panel that was moderated by former Secretary of State and well-known local businessman Bob Babbage. And what we're talking about now is the next steps to that, not just on the advanced manufacturing end of it, but using these relationships that are being built up along I-64 to go ahead and continue building the economy here in central Kentucky.
Are you going to do anything on the EPA regulations from the Obama administration and curbing carbon emissions and the fact that Kentucky is on the opposite side of those efforts?
Well, that is definitely one of the things that was talked about in between sessions down in Charlotte. The business leaders of the state were not particularly pleased with what the EPA has come out on, and that's going to be the questions going forward as far as what's this 30% decrease going to mean for our energy costs here in Kentucky. And then others will be saying, well, isn't this going to be worth it for the environmental benefit? And so that's going to be a heck of a fight that we're going to see here in the next few months.
All right. So while you were on this trip and we recorded the last segment on a Friday, big news broke about the insider trading case involving golfer Phil Mickelson, but more importantly, a Kentucky businessman.
Yeah. Late last Friday, after we had recorded, news came out that Phil Mickelson was tied up possibly in a insider trading deal with that involved billionaire Wall Street Raider Carl Icahn, and Billy Walters, who's a noted sports gambler out of Las Vegas, who is a Kentucky native and is owner of many car dealerships here in Lexington. He first came onto the scene in Lexington back in 04 when he purchased Freedom Dodge and what is now Wildcat Ford. Well, actually, I say that is now. They're now all Glenn, under the name Glenn, as they purchased earlier in the year the Glenn Auto Mall, Nissan, Buick, GMC, and Infiniti. And so we had a profile on them in the most recent edition. And then when this news came out last Friday, went ahead and sent out a breaking news email. Anyone who subscribes to that got it about 1:30 on Saturday morning. So, you know, when they woke up, and then on Saturday morning, a little bit after 10, 11 o'clock, I got a phone call from Mr. Walters out in Las Vegas. And near as I can tell, I was one of, if not the only person he actually called to give a quote to. He was not very happy with the articles as they were presented in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times. He said that he has had no contact from the FBI, the SEC, nor has he gotten a target letter, which is common. If you are a target of a federal investigation, it is required that at least your attorney gets such of a letter. And that's something that has not happened with him. And he says there is a very thin case. He used a little bit more expletives in that, but he felt that this is not something that he's going to be really bogged down by. And for my angle on that and for the Lexington angle, it certainly wouldn't be something that he felt would affect that any of his local interests, as they are partnership deals and managed locally by co-owners that are the day-to-day hands-on operators.
That's all the time we have for today on BizLex Chat. Eric Carlson is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, and thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Alan.